have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
To the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle White on Radio. I would like to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners, on today. Thank you for joining us again. Thank you for your prayers, your love, and support, not only for the Just For You podcast and for Pastors and Donald and Michelle, right, but for Elations as a body, as a whole. We appreciate you. Our own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, we want to say we love you on today. Thank you for all that you do for us and the Elation family in our community and elsewhere. We say thank you for being you. I want you to know on today that if you're listening in, there is a word from the Lord. We believe him, we stand on the word, and we trust him in everything. I know that there is joy in serving the Lord. You can go through trials, but the joy of the Lord is our strength. So I want you to be empowered. I want you to be strengthened. I want you to find the peace of God in this season. There are a lot of people that are finding their way to many other sources other than the Lord. I want you to know, to be whole, you have to have Jesus. He is our light in darkness. He is our strength when we're weak. He is everything we need and more. Our Abba Father is not a part-time dad. He is there for us each and every day. With that being said, if this is your first time listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wright, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategy to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That is what Just For You is all about. Listen, here at Elation Radio, we recognize, and in our own personal lives, that we can't make it without God. That is one thing that every believer should know. If you're not a believer, you will find by watching a believer that there is a balm in Gilead. There is peace with the Lord. There is power with the Lord. There is an anointing with his presence. We can do nothing in and of ourselves. It is our job, it is our duty to go to the Lord that he may live, oh God, he may live within us. We want to live it out and learn to show others how powerful he is through him working through us. So let us pray today that the Lord will enter into this podcast, have his divine will and way, show up mightily, show up gracefully, show up with his anointing upon us all, that we may hear what his divine word is today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you, thanking you for today, thanking you for life, thanking you for peace, thanking you for being daddy to us. We thank you for your majesty. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We just are so filled with the idea of knowing you are God. You are Daddy. We believe you when you speak. Have your divine will and way on today. We ask that you will lead, guide, and direct us. We ask that every word spoken meet your approval. We ask that you bless Elation Radio, the platform for us speaking. We ask that you bless Dr. Kimmy Robinson and her family. Bless every listener listening in. Bless my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr. Bless, oh my God, everyone that is needing to hear this, whether it's live or on the replay. Let your hand of blessing bless. And then, Lord, in boldness, we ask you today to save. We ask you today to heal. We ask you today to deliver. Whatever capacity you want to move in, we thank you in advance, and we ask that you have your divine will and way. Now, Lord, forgive us all of our sins, thought of, those not thought of, those omitted, whatever they may be, forgive us, Lord, and give us hearts to forgive others. Help us to be balanced. We don't want to get your forgiveness and not forgive somebody else. Give us wisdom in this hour. Give us strength in this hour, and we will thank you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, as you can tell, I'm already full. I'm excited thinking about the goodness of the Lord. I love him so much. I know you love him so much as a believer. And then for those that are indecisive, that may not have made the decision, I want you to know Jesus loves you, and so do I. It is a wonderful, blessed day to be able to understand you are loved. Sometimes when I'm on social media, I find people post really, really disturbing things. I read a post that said there was something about a holiday. It was the worst for them ever, blah, blah, blah. But I want you to know, and I need you to be mindful of this. It's not in your turkey and your dressing. It's not in our health. It's when we wake up every morning, it is an opportunity to bless God for keeping us through the night. It's an opportunity for us to tell him how wonderful and gracious he is. I recognize everybody isn't there. But you know what? I'm a firm believer. If we can utilize our own lives to teach others about his goodness by the way we praise him, the way we worship him, the way we give him his just due, by the fruit of our lips, and living a life that is pleasing in his sight, it will draw others to him. I say this because anywhere and everywhere the opportunity is to share this gospel, we should be in position of doing it. It may not be, we ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to do all that. And neither do we have to slam a Bible down to let somebody know that he is God. If you would just remember, during this holiday season where so many people are looking for something, let them look for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to share today that there is a word from the Lord to help us stay mindful on who's really in control, to help us stay mindful on all the things that we've implemented in place of him for the recognition we say we give him for his birth. Listen, I don't want you confused about what this season brings. We were growing up and we were always taught in church, Jesus is the reason. And we was with it for the season, yeah. And we had our phones ready. We had, but can I be real with you? How many of us outside of our families look to serve somebody else? I know we would go to the nursing homes. We pass out this, and I can tell you to this day, we had an orange, an apple, we had a few nuts and some peppermints and some socks. And we took them right on over there to the nursing home. And we would all stand up there, and we would have our little speech ready, our scriptures ready. We wouldn't stay very long because they would take us in, allow us to do what we do, sing a song, go around and make sure that we were loving and greeting, and then take us right on up out of there. We would hand those, y'all hear me, socks, and the fruit and the nuts and the peppermints and the little Ziploc bag or whatever kind of bag they gave it to us in, and we'd hand them directly to the seniors. Let me say something about serving. Serving is always never predicated upon your needs. It is always about the needs of others. Serving puts you in a position of gratitude. Serving brings you to a place of how can I give away. You know the song, I give myself away? We sing it all the time, right? But do we really give ourselves away? God is concerned about the need for mankind to be saved. He is concerned about seniors alone. He's concerned about children in the care systems. He's concerned about people with broken marriages, broken relationships, siblings and families not being together. And yet we all are singing, He is the reason for the season. But are we turning those plates down? Are we turning those plates over to say, Lord, if you don't do it, nobody else will. I'm crying out for my family. I'm crying out for unsaved loved ones, friends, neighbors, those I know and those I don't. Lord, I'm crying out for you to do something that somebody will know that you are God. This is what he's calling for in the church of today. It has never changed. We know we've had all these meetings like New Year's Eve, folks shut in, and after then, I wonder what the prayer life is about. Do we position ourselves for a blessing? I want to read something to you today that I pray you will follow up, study, and read it so that you get a good understanding of it so we can talk about his will, his way. Not Michelle's will, not Pastor Don's will, not Dr. Kimmy's will, not anybody that just because they're saved that they feel we can just throw it out there and we have no scriptural basis. We don't listen. The world is crying out for a Savior. We have to do more than just say, you know, he alive and he loves you. And he just said, why does he love me? How can he love me? When is the best time to connect with him? Will he accept me? Those questions are musts that every believer must be able to answer. You should never stand before anybody who's ready to accept your Lord and Savior and have no answers for them. The Bible says for us to study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed. So when we don't take the time to study and become intimate with the Lord, what we're really doing is what we see others do, and that's not called relationship. That's called mocking and mimicking. God is looking for a day where we can take 5, 10, 20, whatever your growth level is, time out to pray. Pray for everyone, not just you and your household. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for your church. Pray for your leaders. Pray for everyone as God would ordain you. And when you pray, you should pray until you get an answer. Some people say all he needs you to do is ask him one time. Well, you know, I don't know about you. I've had to go to the Lord sometimes about a matter, and maybe it has been more than once. It didn't mean my faith wasn't there. Maybe time passed by. Maybe something happened that I needed him again, and I needed to know. I don't know about you if you're that saved, but I needed to know, are you hearing me where I am? Because I know you love me, and I know according to your word, you're never going to leave me or forsake me. But right now, somebody can understand this in this particular season. You might feel a little lonely. He's there to show you how much he loves you. Let's read this scripture. I'm getting excited, but I want to share those things with you so we can be cautious and armed and equipped to deal with the enemy during this holiday season. We're going to be in the book of John, very familiar passage, John, the third chapter, that we can share this gospel about how he works, who he is, and what he does. John 3, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Let me go back. I stumbled a little bit. I want to make sure you are clear on what I'm saying. John 3:1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with them. Do you remember when we began, and even in prayer we talked about, we can do nothing without the Lord? 3, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Now, some of you might say he was trying to clap back on Jesus. Some of you might say that was a little disrespectful. Or some may even say it's just common sense. You cannot. But listen. This is what I love about Jesus. 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let me stop right there. The word of God tells us, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. I want to break down some things. I want to give you some spiritual connotations. I want you to understand this scripture very well. Most of you think that when they say that it is water, it is baptism. That is a good way of looking at it. But I also want you to go back and check in your scriptural references. Water is an example, and it is another word, a symbolic word for God. So unless a man be born of God and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. It makes sense, right? Now, when we talk about the Spirit, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. And he did not say into your church. He did not say into your denomination. He did not say into the religious societies. He said into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Stop. Let's talk about this. So what are you saying? Have you ever been in a room with people and you may not have known them for Adam, but you see the presence of God on their life, and when you see them, you just know they're saved. You didn't ask them. You watched them. They could just be sitting there. They may have never said a word. They didn't have to say thank you, Jesus. They didn't have to say anything, but the presence of the Lord was with them because they were born of the Spirit and of water. Listen, there's something that has to be different about each and every one of us as a believer of God when we say we're going to talk about it. Does that mean you're perfect? No. Does that mean you're not going to make mistakes? No. Does that mean that you're not going to be able to mess up from time to time? No. What it does mean that in your being born of water and of the Spirit, that when others connect with you, they can feel the presence of God. Have you ever been up close and personal? So many people want to be, and I don't want to say this the wrong, they chase personalities because they have a presence or they have an aura of God. But let me say this to you. There's nothing like the real thing, baby. There's nothing like getting in your prayer closet and talking to your daddy for yourself and letting him answer all the things that are on your heart. There is nothing like being connected in the spirit that when other folk are doing other things, he tells you to turn your plate down in the midst of a big dinner. He might say to you, I need you to read A, B, C, and D. I need you to pray 3 hours a day. Whatever it is, because you're connected to the spirit is what you should do. Why am I saying that? This is an all-time high-spirited holiday, right? This is a time where people are searching. Many are lonely. Many don't have family. Everybody contrite to what everybody believes. Everybody don't have a table set where they got friends and so many people all around the table. And you know this because we have organizations here in our St. Louis area where you see lines wrapped around. Now, is everybody in that condition? Maybe, maybe not. But at the end of the day, there is a need. When people come together and eat, it is a relaxing way for them to expose who they are in a loving way. And this is what we got to be mindful of. Those that don't say a word, those that are not able to get out, those that don't have resources, we need to keep our ears and our eyes open for them. We need to listen when somebody starts talking, saying what they're not saying, and understanding what God would have us to do for them. Why? Because we can also make sure people don't fall between the cracks. It's important. I watch out for my neighbors. I say this all the time. I want to make sure they're good. I hear something at a house next door. I hear something across the street. I hear something. I'm watching. I'm paying attention. I'm calling. Hey, are you good? You need anything? Everything okay? And sometimes, because you come in the spirit of love, born of water and born of the spirit, they might just tell you the truth. Now, here's my question. If they tell you the truth, are you prepared to handle what it is they need? 9 times out of 10, when you know it's a ministry assignment, God will never connect you with somebody that has a need that you don't have. Listen to me. I'm a witness of it. Listen. If someone is lacking food, I promise you, you may have bought extra groceries, or maybe God has given you extra money that you can go and without saying something, without having the band come out, without doing all the things the world does, that you can just be a blessing. Listen, it's important. There are so many people that have been broken. They're hurt. They don't know which way to turn. They don't know Jesus like we know him. We have to stop assuming because your grandmama went to church that you know him too. Maybe you never did listen to what grandma said. But if you were in the house and you knew the spirit in her life, you knew the presence of God was with them, you could feel there was something different. A lot of young people today don't know God like us that are older, plus over 50, that have served him and been in the service of the Lord. We know him. A lot of our young people don't. If you sat down and talked to the average young people, I want you to ask them a few questions. I want you to ask them, what is their knowledge of Jesus? I need you to ask them, what is your faith? And they will tell you, listen, y'all better quit playing with me. These young people today will tell you that the majority of them are into crystals. They're into all kinds of other things because unfortunately for most young people, they have not seen the God that we know in their lives. Now, that's not every young people. That's not every young person, I meant to say. That is the majority of young people. If I were to take a survey on my block alone, I would ask them, who is your God? What is your faith? What do you know about God? Every sentence could be different, but they all tail back around to something they fully don't understand. What have we lost in the midst of our growing, in the midst of our teachings, in the midst of us moving forward in God that our young people don't know? What have we lost? So God is saying to the church, he's saying to us to remind us that we must be born of water and of the Spirit. 7, marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thou, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Listen here. This is a warning for the church. We as a body of believers must know we can't keep preaching cornbread, greens, and rice. We're going to have a real word from the Lord. It may not sound like what everybody want to shout to. It may not make you get up and run. But it will affect your spirit in a place that you turn your life over to him or get closer to him, because what thus said the man or woman of God. When we start losing that character of God, that our young people and generations are sliding off. Listen, I love all young people. Anybody that knows me knows I'm going to find my way to a young person. Why? Because they are the pinnacle for the generations that we are not connected to. They are the ones that will carry the torch of the word, and they are the ones who will have to understand what their faith means. It's critical for us to get to our nieces, our children, our grandchildren, and let them know, listen, it was a time when we never had to say this. It was never a question or any kind of statement made. When our grandparents, I'm just saying for me, our grandparents would get up, they would pray. Nobody fought against grace. Nobody act like they didn't want to pray about grace. Nobody stood up and talked against them. They didn't talk against their faith because they did something in the household. When we would come up on a Sunday dinner, everybody came around that table, no matter how big it was. You better hear me. Whether you had a seat at the table or you sat on the floor or you sat in the back, wherever you sat, you were in the house. And we all fellowshiped together. We all praised God together. We all gave God the glory. After, y'all ain't hearing me, we've been to church that day. Sometimes a song will kick off. Sometimes something else will come up. Maybe somebody's sick that's in the church. We came together. We prayed as a family. None of the young people. We better not have a twisted our lips and act like we didn't want to say amen. Or, dog, you pray too long. But see, when I deal with young people, I share all of that wisdom. Why? Because they need to understand the heart of the Lord. It's about serving. It's about, so in our programs, we teach them, don't just connect up with us. Connect up with your grandparents. Connect up with your aunts and uncles. Connect up, see, because you need a different perception than just your friends. It's going to change their lives. Because when they start watching and when they start hearing, if you're truly of the Lord, it's going to impact them. We need some impactors today. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know and testify that we have seen. Hallelujah. And ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Did you all hear that? The Son of Man is not an option. My Bible, your Bible, I'm reading from the King James Version, said he must be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, should not perish, should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. Listen. Servitude is mandatory in this house. If we follow the example of Jesus, Jesus served. So when we talk about seeing about other people's needs, that's what Jesus did. When we talk about making sure we say, you Gucci, you good, that's what Jesus did. When someone was hungry, I just taught on this, make me like the lad. Give me something that I could be a blessing. Allow me to take that you, Lord, take what I have, increase it the more, that you may be glorified, you may be lifted up, you may be honored in my life. Lord, take what I have, that somebody will come to know you, because we come to lift the name of the Lord. Listen, there are a lot of people teaching a lot of things, but this gospel never changes. This gospel is forever true, and those that believe it have the fruit thereof. So when you tell me, like he almost tried to tell Nicodemus, this is a warning to the leaders, don't act like you know me when you really don't. Because he said, aren't you a ruler of Israel? And you know it's not these things. What is he saying? You dressed up. You look good. You rule of it. But you don't know me. What do you mean? How do you enter again into the womb? What does he mean? Well, if you were spiritual, born of the water, born of the spirit, you would know exactly who he is. So then your deeds, this is why I tell folks, you ain't got to make up a bunch of lies of who you are, because at the end of the day, your deeds going to tell if you knew him or if you not. Here's your way out. The word of God says these things were wrought in God. When you come to God, and you've been unclean, and you didn't know him, and maybe you didn't know you were doing wrong, you have a way out by accepting him, believing him in your heart, and confessing him with your mouth, and laying those things on the altar that he can process you. And when he processes you, that you can grow thereby, that you can learn of his love, that you will know what it is to be in relationship with him. This is the key that our young people are missing. They don't have time. They only have cell phones. They only have friends. We've got to learn how to love on them through that process. We've got to learn how to integrate the word in what they're doing. So you know what I do? I send them a text with the word on. Come on, sometimes you just got to teach a little differently. Maybe they don't want you up in their face. You know they're very territorial about their space. Ooh, anybody got teenagers, Lord have mercy, they don't want you in their space. And you birthed them, you gave them what they have. They're just different. They're just different these days. But what we do that works is we want to make sure they get that word. I don't care if you text them a scripture. I don't care if you send them a song. Sometimes they may think you getting on their nerves. But can I tell you this? Beneath all that, young people want what we have, and they want it, and they want to prove it. It's the fear factor. I call it the fear factor of being around other teens that don't serve him, and they look more popular, and they look like they got it together. But the reality is they going to hell. I don't want to see no young person go in a direction other than what their parents that are saved have taught them. So guess what, church? We need to grab them ones up. Even if it's not my child, I'm looking after your child. If you looking after my child and the next one looking, we don't lose them. And we've got to get to the point that every child is important to pray for. I know they do some stuff. I know they talk a certain way. I had it in my house. I had to deal with it. But at the end of the day, I want to remind you that the prayers of the righteous, they avail as much. Don't you let the devil trick you and believing your child is not going to be what you decreed that he will be in the word of God. The laid on hands on your children, the ones that have prayed and covered them, the ones that have said to them that you shall serve no other God. You better hear me on today. You take your household back. You thank the Lord for their salvation. You begin to speak over them. You begin to pray for them. You begin to allow the enemy to know, not that one, not in this bloodline, not in that household, not in that church. Listen, while they sitting there in church and you see them acting up, you need to go into a prayer right there. See, the problem is most young people can't respect when we talk to them unless you come to them a certain, I know. Listen, we didn't have it coming up, but that's just the way it is. But can I tell you, the Bible says, be wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We got to find creative ways to be able to get to them. And if you just ask the Lord, Lord, how do I break this thing? What friends are talking to my child? Identify them with me. And then I can begin to work on them by giving them a word or showing them the love of God. Because 9 times out of 10, most young people that are out here not doing the will of God are on another level. And sometimes, can I say this, we got to even watch with education. You know, Shirley Caesar talked about in a song about her mom and how one person was educated, the other wasn't. We can't let education make us believe we're something we're really not. We've got to bring our family back to the altar. We got to bring our neighborhoods back to the altar. We got to lift him up in this holiday season in ways that he gives us to do. He may tell you something simple. When they eat your pie, they may all start talking. God may start moving. And they, before you know it, there's a spiritual encounter. Why? Because you follow the voice of the Lord. In this holiday season, be mindful of who God wants you to minister to. Ministry is not just behind the pulpit. It can happen at a family dinner. It can happen at a store. It can happen wherever he speaks to you and tells you to do his holy will. I just want you to keep your eyes open. Keep your hearts open. Don't let the enemy make you feel some type of way about your child or the children in your family, because his job is to kill, steal, and destroy. But we serve notice on him that we are praying people. We are godly people. Our children will be all that God said they will be. They will have the best of scholarships. They will have room and board that we won't worry about. We're going to pray for who's going to be up in the rooms with our children. We're going to pray for who's going to be able to be around our children when we can't be there with them. We're going to pray for teachers, pray for pastors, pray for those that have to rule over our children, that they may understand that there is a God. We're going to pray that their hearts are enlarged to love him the more, that some Christian labor will come on assignment and they will be able to speak into the lives of our children, which we cannot speak. Listen, God loves us on today. He loved Nicodemus enough to know in all that he thought he would, he still needed the Lord. We still need the Lord. There's nothing that we do, nothing that we say, no place we can go that we don't need the Lord. Let us be mindful of that. Let us do what thus saith the Lord. If the whole family ain't doing it, he tell you, I need you to go in there. It might be two people come in the room with you when you say, I just feel that the Lord wants our family to pray. If you let him have his way, prayer going to go forth and hit everybody in the room. He might say, like I said, bake a pie, do what he say. Tell you, make a call, do what he say. He might tell you, I want you to buy this and give it to this person. Do what he said. He knows what he's doing. I don't question God. Something seemed crazy to me. He might say this, that, and the other, and I'll say, okay, God, my only thing is, what direction do you want me to take to fulfill your will? Use every opportunity you can to enlighten, to inspire, to uplift the name of the Lord, that someone who isn't saved may know how to be saved by watching you. There was a saying they used to say to us when we were growing up. If you were a Bible, what kind of Bible would you be? In other words, would your life draw someone else to Christ? It is always my prayer, no matter what I'm charged to do, that God be glorified. At home, when I was in the hospital, when I'm in the church, when I'm in the streets, when I'm in the store, when I'm at a neighbor's, wherever I am, that it invokes his presence. That somebody will say, something different about you, because I love the Lord. As believers, we love the Lord. Will you take that challenge this holiday season to make sure everybody you know that God lay on your heart, that you do what he tells you to do? People are leaving here left and right. I read a post where someone had a family member die in October, die in November about the same time, and less than 2 weeks, instead of it being a month, different family member had died. Two of them were young people. I want us to be prayerful about every young person going to school, those that are out of school, those that are going through crisis in school, from bullying to other issues, children that feel they can't pass their exams. All of these things are stressful. and we bind the spirit of suicide and lose the anointing of life abundantly in our young people, in adults, that they may know there is a God. So I say to you on this evening, make sure when you read John 3 that you understand what the water spirit really means. Because guess what? What if you are not dipped in the water? I'm going to prove this. Romans 10 and 9 says, it teaches us if we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, then are we saved? What if you weren't dipped in Jesus' name? What if you had, you right then received the Lord? Then it is your duty to get with a Bible-believing church that you can grow thereby. Because no one should be left alone to figure out who Jesus is. This was the purpose of the church. This was the purpose of teaching. This was the purpose of leading people so they would understand how to stay connected to God. And in us staying connected to God, in us following his word, finding in a more intimate space. And when you find him in a more intimate space, you are growing in the Lord. What does that look like? Let me honestly share. When you go from praying 5 minutes to 10 minutes, when you go to praying from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, when you go to reading maybe 2 verses to 7 verses, when you go to, this is why we present the word of teachings that you can read, follow along, ask God for wisdom and understanding and grow there. That is our sole purpose of teaching the gospel, that you be drawn closer to God and know him more intimately thereby. That you yourself, without any kind of podcast, without, you will begin to start searching him and loving on him for your own. And if you know him like that, to go deeper in the word. So then now that you don't just have your Bible, you have your thesaurus and you have your scriptural references, your typical Bibles, come on. And you can dig into the word a little deeper so we don't have this excuse, I didn't understand him. This is when your life becomes more intimate with the Lord. I want us to be aware of what's around us. Make it your business to grab a young person this year, to talk to them and love on them. Make it your business to tell them how wonderful they are, how they were created for his goodness. Because they're usually super smart, and we haven't learned how to tap into, how to get them to utilize those gifts for him. I honor all the parents out there. It's not easy to parent, but you're doing it. God bless you. I honor all the aunts and uncles and grandparents that have taken on the role of a parent and a caregiver. God bless you. You're doing it. I want to talk to all the mothers, fathers, family members that have lost their children. May God bless you through this season. It's difficult when you can't put a gift under the tree. It's difficult when you can't hear their voice or call their names because they're no longer here. I want you to know we're praying for you. We're praying for those bound in the hospitals, those that are homeless on the street, those that have nobody they can call their family, because God loves you and he's concerned about you. We pray for processes that people are going through that once were well and maybe you're going through to be able to be healed. God bless you. Don't give up on changing it. I just want you to be mindful, to be grateful for everything you have. This old car, I can't stand. Listen, I'm so grateful for everything God has done for me and my husband and our children, spiritual children, everybody we connected to. I'm so grateful, even as we bury our aunt on this week, that we even got family that can love one another to want to do a service. I'm so grateful that this isn't the end. We as believers have a right to possess the power of praise that somebody will see through hard trials. He's still good. Through broken hearts, feel good. Through affliction, through financial distress, whatever you might be facing. Can I leave you with this? He's still good. Because you didn't have to experience any of it. Why you gotta take my mom? Why you gotta because there's something greater that you don't see and understand in the pain of it all. The Bible says in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to those who love him and are the called according to his purpose. Are you called according to his purpose? Because sometimes when we're not, we can't see things the way the Bible presents them. Have faith in God, and he will lead you to the right people. But if you try to find, you know how we do that. We'll try to find people ourselves. Then God will satisfy and allow you because you made an informed decision to satisfy your own flesh. But if that being born of the water and of the Spirit, remind yourself who you belong to and remind yourself how to draw someone else closer to him. I pray this week's exhortation on John 3, I read from the King James Version, has blessed your world. I pray that your weeks ahead, Lord willing, will be the best weeks ahead you've ever had. I pray that family members are saved, people are healed in your family, and God forbid someone transition that you understand those that are with the Lord, die in the Lord, are safe. And I pray that we grab a young person and pour into them that they may see and know the power of God's blessing to serve the Lord. Now listen, if this is your birthday month, the month of December, I want you to know we send out our celebratory comments and all those things to you. Happy birthday! I want to say happy birthday to our very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who celebrated her birthday. I want to say happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Paula, who celebrated her birthday. I want to celebrate all the December birthdays that are out there. Maybe you haven't had your birthday yet, but it's coming up. May God bless you and your family members and all of the folks that got something going on in December, even including me, because I'm thanking the Lord for every day. I ain't got to wait till my birthday. I'm thanking him now for everything that he's doing and everything he's going to do in the month of December for all of us, including souls saved by the end of the year. Every year I ask God to give me the ability to bring somebody into the kingdom, and I pray that he's doing just that. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've gotten a new car. Maybe something wonderful is happening for you. I want you to know here at Just For You, we celebrate you and at Elation Radio. Perhaps maybe we want to say a special shout out to our very own pastor who is now Apostle Low Curry Sr. God bless you. We love you. And Pastor Alicia, may God take you higher in the gospel even the more. So our very own sister, our very own sister, Apostle Beauty Cooper. God bless you on the appointments God has given you to give. May God bless you and your ministry. To every pastor, every leader, we love you on today. We're praying for you that God will keep you and cover you and allow you to continue to lead with excellence that he may be glorified. I want to say, please tune in. I've been invited to speak on another level, on another station, which will be Moment of Grace. And listen, we're excited about this opportunity to lift up the name of the Lord. Listen, God loves you, and he's doing some great and amazing things. I want you to pray for every person. Would you all lift my very own Dr. Kimmy Robinson up? This is a powerful woman of God, gifted with grace and anointing to do what she does. You better know with the assignment on her life that the enemy don't like her, but he can't do nothing to her because she got sisters and brothers all everywhere. Everywhere. Okay, I just thought I'd say that. Lift her up and her family because they're beautiful people and God is doing great things in their lives. Now, outside celebratory, we recognize there are many losses. We pray for Oscar Williams, Tiffy Williams, and the passing of their mother, Jacqueline Williams, and her last name is Jackson now. May God bless you. We're praying for the family, to my very own family, the Hodges family. We are praying for my aunt who passed away, whose name is Annette Barber. May God bless the family, keep them, touch them from every area they hurt right now. May God bless you. We are praying for other families. We are praying for our brother Aaron Fuller and those that he's lost through these months. May God bless you. May he help you. May he heal you. I pray that the Lord will do great and marvelous things through your pain, through your tears, that you come and feel his arms of love wrapped around you. For your family, maybe I don't have their name, but your pain is as real and as valid as any of us that are experiencing pain at this time. May God bless you. May he keep you. May he cover you and your family. And then I want you to know there are various people that have needs. These needs may be something you may or may not can fulfill, but listen, there are opportunities to lead somewhere, someone to a place you can't physically help. Listen, there is the Urban League St. Louis, that's ULSTL.com. They offer services and programs to help in this time. On December 17th from 12 to 3 p.m. at 1408, this is North Kings Highway in the city of St. Louis, Missouri, they will have their annual drive. This is a drive-through food giveaway and toiletry giveaway and other products that God has blessed them with to support the community. December 17, 1408, North Kings Highway, St. Louis, Missouri. Please, if you know someone in need, there is a little bit of a wait. When there's a big demand and there are a lot of products, you have to be patient. Please make sure you're there in the time frame. If you come an hour early, know that the longer or the earlier you get there, the sooner you'll be able to get out of the line. Be patient, be prayerful, and thankful that they're providing the services for you. We also have United Way in St. Louis, Missouri. We dial 211. This service is a referral service with opportunities for you to find those things that you need. What they don't have available, they will give you information and references. You can reach them at 211, and that's United Way. St. Louis County Library offers diapers for babies. They also offer flow kits for women. In order to receive them, you need to contact your local branch and call in advance to see if they have the items available. As you may understand, there's sometimes a great demand for these items. If they do not have them, they should inform you when they will get more in. But please, if you have a baby, there's no sense in you trying to spend your last dollar when a resource is available to assist you to get diapers for your children. Please call the St. Louis County Library, and you can also look them up at slcl.com.
www.thejustforyou.org. We also want to keep you mindful that there are plenty of holiday programs coming up. Be a blessing. Listen, if somebody is going to a concert or you've heard someone, listen, this, I'm going to tell you how to be blessed. If you know of a family member, perhaps you mentioned, oh, I'm going to, and you quite don't know what gift to give them, oh, I'm going to see da-da-da-da-da that's coming to town, and you have the extra funding, bless them with a ticket. Maybe they said, you know what, oh, man, I wish I had some new house shoes. Bingo, you better start listening. Get them some house shoes. Maybe they said, you know what, I just want an ice cold drink of Pepsi. I don't drink Pepsi a lot. But listen, whatever it is that you hear them say that they would like or they want, and you can do it for them, do it. If there's a senior in your family and you know they don't get out very much, be a blessing. Bring them a plate. Let them know that you're thinking about them. And maybe you'll see the joy, the true joy that we want to be exemplified during this holiday season. They will find it through the love of God in your heart. Now, it's bigger than just financial and gifts. Maybe there's calls. Maybe there's hugs. Maybe there's other things. And I do. I get it. I know it's COVID season. And I know people are still apprehensive. But when God leads you, he's going to protect you. Be wise in this season. Keep your eyes and your ears open and follow what God tells you to do. Know that if you have a need, he's the one to meet it. I want to also let you know on Monday nights on Facebook Live at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, I want to thank you all for tuning in this past Monday for Pastor Donald and Michelle Wright with Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. It was my first time back after a long, long time. We've had so many things going on and getting my health back in order with the Lord. It felt great to see you on. Thank you so much for tuning in. On Wednesdays, we meet just right back here. Lord says the same at Just For You with Pastor Michelle Wright on Elation Radio. We love our Dr. Kenny Robinson and our Elation family. We love them so much. So we ask that you continue to listen in. And not only to this podcast, did you know Elation Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can catch multiple podcasts. We invite you to listen in. Also, again, thank you. Thank you for those of you that prayed for, attended, that supported the Elation Honors. We love you so much. We will soon be preparing for next year. We want you to know to continue to pray for all of us on the team as we build, as we grow, because God, he is good. I don't know if you have a community announcement, but if you would and you'd like to contact me, you can contact Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H, see those announcements, and I'll get them out to the public. Also, if I have too many, I try to, like, filter them in so we can get them in as best as can by your deadline date. I want to also inform you, just to continue to pray for all, continue to lift up your leadership of your local assemblies, continue to pray because we as the church need to be visible in a lot of ways other than the pulpit. So I want to encourage you to let your faith count and to continue to pray. With that being said, we're going to go ahead and close out in prayer. We thank you again for listening in. We've given you all the time. Please govern yourself to those announcements. Write them down. Listen to them on the replay. You can listen to the replay and watch it or hear it on YouTube, iHeart, Spotify. Look for Elation Radio. And then you'll find the podcast listed there. Look for Just For You, whatever podcast you're listening for. You can look on YouTube. Under YouTube is Just For You for Michelle Y. Wright or something like that. And you should be able to find it. But by all means, take any word you're getting and live by it. All right? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for supping with us. Thank you for abiding with us. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for answering us. We love you so much. We thank you. We can't do anything without you. Father, take care of all the brokenhearted. Take care of those without. Take care of those in need. Take care of those that don't know which way to go. Would you heal and save on today? Would you make a way out of no way for somebody? Would you cover us in your precious blood to protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger? Would you be with us in every decision we have to make? Would you help us to stand strong and to stand firm? Would you give us what we need in this hour that only you can give? We thank you in advance for doing it for us. We thank you for every listener, their families. We thank you for our Elation families. We thank you for our household. I honor my husband. I ask that you keep his mind, keep his body, keep his spirit, oh God. Lift it up in such a time as this. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to minister, for the call on our lives, for the work that you laid before us. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for everything that we know we could not do without you. Thank you for loving us all. Thank you for keeping us all. Thank you for doing what you do best. Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for being God Almighty, for being a majestic God, a loving God, one that will do what he said he'll do. Thank you that you make no false promises. That which you said you will do, your promises are yea and amen. God, give us the wisdom that we will need in these last days to represent you, to do what you want us to do as believers, and to follow you where you want us to do and what you want us to say in our neighborhoods. God, don't let us be ashamed in the business arena, in the schools, oh God, wherever you assign us to serve. God, allow us to be prepared, equipped, and ready for your assignment. We say thank you as believers. We say thank you, oh God. And God, we pray for salvation. Just as we read today, whether someone's listening live or by the replay, touch a heart. Touch a mind. Touch a soul to say yes. When it's all said and done, you said to enlarge the kingdom. Lord, we lift you up that you may draw all men, women, boys, and girls unto you. Lastly, we ask that you forgive us of our sins. Forgive us, O God. And we forgive others that we may be forgiven. We want nothing to stand between us and you. We want you to be glorified. So, Lord, be glorified today. Use your people for your glory. And help us to understand it is all for you. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wainwright. May God bless you and your family. And until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Wainwright with the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. God bless you. Hallelujah.
All right, Arthur, you're up.
Paul and Silas was wrapped up in that Roman jail. Had nobody to go their bail. Silas said, you preach, and Paul said, I don't sing. And just about that hour, something happened. I'm gonna wait till the midnight hour when the Roman guards go to sleep, so I can talk to my heavenly Father up in heaven on the throne. He's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul in the midnight hour. Yeah, in the midnight hour. Yeah, yeah. to be with friends. Then again, like to be alone, so I can talk to my Heavenly Father. Say it again now, talk to my Heavenly Father. Up in heaven, on the throne, he's the only one I know that can save and deliver my soul. In the midnight hour, oh yeah. Somebody, I don't wanna go to that new